Okay, so I think I'm recording. Happy Hanukkah. Okay, so tonight's topic I wrote was Birkat Haroeh. We're going to see that their Gemara instituted a bracha not only for a person who lights the menorah, but there is going to be a bracha for someone who sees the menorah. Let's look at that first source. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Hamalik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorach Levarich. A person lights Chanukah candles, they have to make a bracha. Rav Yemer Omer Haroa Ner Chanukah Tzorach Levarich. That there's another category, and the person who sees Chanukah candles, he also has to make a bracha. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon Haroa Mevarach Shtayim, Hamalik Mevarach Shalosh. On the first day, the person who is madlik makes three brachos. Of course, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, shasa nisim, and shechianu. But if you were not able to be madlik, and all you were is seeing a menorah, but you couldn't light it, you still would make two brachos on the first night. That would be shasa nisim and shechianu. Mekam ve'elech, and all the other nights of Chanukah, madlik mevarach shtayim, v'ro mevarach achas. We would, who are lighting our menorahs, would make two brachas, and that's what we do, lahadlik and shasa nisim. But a person who didn't get it, who can't light a menorah, he's considered just a roeh, so Chazal instituted for him a bracha shri'iya, which is the bracha of shasa nisim. Tosfos says in the second source in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, he asks, why? What's so special about Neres Chanukah as opposed to any other? Someone should mute. Okay, so the Tosfos asks in Daf Mem Vav that what's so special about Neres Chanukah that Chazal instituted for that mitzvah a Birchas Haroah? They didn't institute a Birchas Haroah to say that someone should make a bracha when they see a lulav, when they see a sukkah, when they see a mezuzah. You don't make any special bracha. Only with Chanukah, if you see a Chanukah lech, then you should make a Birchas Re'iyah, a Shasa Nisim. Why not about these other mitzvahs? So Bishar mitzvahs, Kugana Lulu Vesuka, Lo Tiknu Levarach Leroa, Ela Gabe Ner Chanukah, Tosfos asks. Mishum, and he answers, he gives three answers. First answer is Mishum Chaviva Sanes. No, the Chanukah candles is very special, and therefore Mishum, something this extra special, Chaviva Sanes, therefore they didn't want people to lose out, and therefore they instituted this bracha shasa nisim. Or I should say, if they didn't begam mishum sheish kama bnei adam shein lehem batim, there are people who are homeless and they don't have a house. So for those people, Rachman Watsan, they said, okay, they can't light, but at least give them a birchas re'iyah, they can make a shasa nisim. But he says, the Tosfos says, I like the first answer better, the chavivas hanes, and that's because he says, nicha delo tikshele min mezuzah, because if he thought it was just because of the people that didn't have a house, that's why you have a birchas re'iyah, and you can say shasa nisim, well, what about those homeless people? They don't have a mezuzah, and we don't say that the people who are homeless, when they walk down the street and they see a mezuzah, that they make a special bracha on Riyas the mezuzah. So what, you know? So he didn't think it was instituted because of homelessness. He thought it was instituted because of chaviyas anes. He gives a third answer. He says the ain shayich l'takein l'roa bracha she'ena osem mevarech. Also, it's a little difficult for a mezuzah. There's a mitzvah when you put up there's a bracha likvo mezuzah, but there is no other bracha. So what are you going to say? You're going to say lirot mezuzah. There's no such bracha. Lirot lulav, lirot sukkah. There is no such bracha. There's a leishay basukah. There's a likvo mezuzah, but there is no other bracha here already by Chanukah. The Chazal already instituted the person who's lighting two brachos, lahadlik and shasa nisim. Okay, so he can't make, the roa can't make lahadlik, but he can make a shasa nisim because that bracha already exists. Since the bracha already exists, so he can then borrow it as a brachos. I think someone is talking.
Yes, if you can please mute.
Can you please mute? I'm not sure who doesn't have their mute button on. Okay. So then, So therefore, it was only Hanukkah which had another bracha, which was even possible to take from the bracha of Shasa Nisim. Then he can say it. But no other mitzvah has like the second bracha that they can mezuzah or lulav doesn't have a second bracha, so you can't institute. There was no bracha to institute in those cases. So those are three reasons that Tosus gives. But here now, I wanted to focus on who is considered a roeh. And who is considered a madlik, or who is considered a roeh that the that this bracha is going to apply to? And we're going to see a three-level tier machlokes. Are we going to say no one's going to say that if you already lit, right, and you already considered a madlik, and everyone in your family who would answered our main and saw the candles, and so they're all considered a madlik, and they're not going to say then you, after lighting candles, you walk down your block and you see other candles, so no one's going to say, oh, now you're considered a roeh and you should even say Shasa Nisim. So of course, if you already lit and your family lit, then you don't say Shasa Nisim anymore. But let's say you're coming back from shul, you just finished davening either mincha or ma'ariv, and you're coming home, and you're about to light in 5 minutes. But someone beat you to the punch, and now you see a candle on the street before, on the house before your house. So, even though you haven't lit yet, but you were planning to light in 5 minutes, so are you considered a roeh? That you should say a Shasa Nisim there? Or no, you're about to light, Madlik is someone who lit, or someone who's planning on lighting, even, in 5 minutes, he's also considered a Madlik, and this whole Takana of Chazal Roe wouldn't apply to him. But we're going to see maybe Oshita and Rashi that's going to say, no, even as long as you haven't lit yet, even if you're going to light in 5 minutes, you haven't lit yet, you're going to be considered a Birchas HaRoe, and you should say this bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. That's the most expansive Rashi. If you understood Rashi that way, that's the most expansive sheet of the most cases that you're going to say Sha'asa Nisim. So let's go see that right here, the next source. Rashi, it says, Haroeh. He says, Ha'over b'shuk. You're walking in the street. V'roa be'echad ha'chatzeros dolek. And you see in one of the chatzers, Chanukiah. Umatzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda sh'amar b'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov. He says, he quotes his Rebbeim. He says, the lo huskaka bracha zu, birchas re'iyah was only instituted ella l'mi shelo hidlik b'beito adayin. It was instituted on someone who hasn't yet said their bracha. O l'yoshev v'sina, or a person who is on a boat. I'm assuming now it's on the boat, they're not going to light. But they probably can see the shore and maybe can see lights there. We are going to get to a case that maybe you're on a boat and you're not even going to see anything. But let's say that, that's the case. So now, if I can throw it out, or, I highlighted this word adayin. How are you going to, you can learn Rashi, and we're going to see in two ways, a little bit more expansive way, a little bit more limited way. So if you said it very literally, the lo huzuku bracha zu elalami shelo hidlik b'beito adayin. This bracha is for someone who has not yet lit. Even though I'm planning on lighting in 5 minutes, I'm on my way home. Maybe according to Rashi, the first way to understand Rashi, if I have not yet lit adayin, then I am considered a roeh, and I should say sha'asa nisim at that time. That, if you look at the next source, the Taz, brings down milashan adayin, since he says you have not yet lit yet, smash melechora afa pisha achatach yad lepiveso. Even though you plan on doing it in 5 minutes, you haven't yet lit. According to this understanding of Rashi, you are a roeh, and you would say sha'asa nisim. That's the most expansive case of people that you would say, birchas haroeh and sha'asa nisim. Aval hator takes a more, no, Rashi didn't mean, when he said adayin, lo pirish kok kach dvarav elaloshan adayin lav davka. Adayin doesn't mean not yet. It means the gam achakach lo yadlik. I mean, adayin, he has not yet lit. And the gam achakach lo yadlik. And he doesn't plan on lighting. That person who has not yet lit and he doesn't plan on lighting, okay, that will be a roeh who should make a sha'asa nisim. But if you plan on you know, according to the Torah, even according to Rashi, if you plan on lighting just in 5 minutes, that's, you know, that's not a low yad, like a dayin begam lo yad gacharkach. That's, you know, that's what he meant to say. And the reason why the Torah likes that is he compares it to the second case of Rashi, liyoshev besvina. Vim kein midama also liyoshev besvina. Then I can understand the comparison to a person who is on a svina at this time, and he's the mistama. That person who's on the svina, he's not going to light because he doesn't have a house. He's just on this, you know, open ship, lo yadlik kol, and he's not going to lo yadlik kol halayla, and he's not going to light. So too, someone who is coming, and it means lo yadlik adayin. He has not yet lit, and he just like the svina case, and he doesn't plan on lighting at all that night. That's the person where the case applies. Of a Birchas Haroem. So we saw two ways of learning Rashi, but according to the expansive way of learning Rashi, there is a possibility that even though you're planning, you're coming home from shul, even though you're planning on lighting in 5 minutes, you see a menorah, boom, you already were, you know, have a chance to say Birchas Haroem, say Sha'asa Nisim, at that time, because you're not a madlik. Literally, you haven't been a madlik yet. If that's the case, according to Rashi, there were two. What do you do when you get home? So I brought down the Ridva says Yeshomim Shemavarach Al Reiya V'Chozim Avarach B'Shasha Madlik. According to the Shita of Rashi, you're going to say Shas Anisim when you're walking home, and when you come home 5 minutes later, you're going to say Lahanlik, and you're going to repeat Shas Anisim at that time. However, the Orzarua is going to say Haroa Kishivarach Kishivavu Leveso, but when he comes home, even, you know, lahadlik lachakach mavarach lahadlik, he's going to make the bracha of lahadlik ner, however, vesulo, but he's not going to make another bracha of Shas Anisim, Shakfar Bira Kishara. So we see one expansive view of Rashi, that it's possible, one, you know, that maybe you're considered this Berchas Ariya, this Takana applies to someone, even if he's going to be lighting in 5 minutes. But that's a very, no one else, you know, it's just Shitas Rashi, and even one understanding of Shitas Rashi, but it's not, it's not even the mainstream opinion, it doesn't even make it to the middle opinion. The middle opinion is going to say, and quote, let's say it's quote this in the shame of the Mordechai. And here we're giving a different case. Maybe you can be, what happens in the case where let's read it, the Beirish Rashi, Shematzu B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak B'Rabbi Yehuda Shama B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov. The lo huzkaka bracha zu ela lemi shelo hidlik beveso adayin. You haven't yet lit. And here he's very explicit. He doesn't learn Rashi in the expansive way. V'she'en daito lahadlik. He's not saying that you're lighting in 5 minutes. He's learning like the Torah. If you're going to light in 5 minutes, that bracha doesn't apply to you. So he, you know, there was some people wanted to learn Rashi that way, but, you know, Mordechai doesn't learn that way. That was a really, an extreme way of learning. However, if you are arachsanai, shloshama habracha, if you were part of a house, And you were mitzdarif b'pruta, and you were, you know, so you're part of the bias, and the bala bias lit for the whole bias, and the whole bias now, all b'nei bias are patur. However, you were not in the room when the bala bias lit, right? And so you didn't hear it, and you didn't see it, right? Or madlike aloi begoy beisoy. That's the case. Remember in Chav Gimel, where it's talking about mishtateif bepruta. Talks about a namora when he was a student. So in times when he was learning away from his house. So when he was young and single. So he used to be mishtateif bepruta, and that's how he was part of the house. And that's why the bnei beiso, when he lit, he can include him because he was part of the house when he gave a little bit of money to you know, to the needs of the house. So he could be included. But the Gemara then says that now, the Gemara says that now that I'm married, and then my likle aloi begoy beisai, and my wife lights for me in my own house, I don't have to be mishtate bruta. I'm yotze when my wife lights for me back in my own home. So this husband, right, who was on a trip, or in a business trip, and his wife lit for him at home, or anybody in the Bnei Abayis, or Achnasai, who was already yotze because the wife or the balabai, you know, lit in the home and was yotze every one of the bnei bayis for that night. However, they did not see the candle yet. They did not. Are they considered a re'i, or are they considered a madlik, or are they considered a madlik? So, according to this Mordechai, they're considered a roeh and not a madlik. Because, yes, they were yotzei their mitzvah, but they were not madlik the menorah or see the candle. So therefore, the takana of re'iyah would even apply to this case of where you were yotzei your mitzvah already, your wife lit for you, or the balabais lit already, but if you were not there at that time and you didn't light the, see the candles, mikoma kam tzorach liros, you still have a chiyuv. Maybe they were makayim the mitzvah of la hadlaka for you, but there's still a mitzvah of, let's say, re'iyah, and that you would have to now make a brechas re'iyah when you see candles. The Meiri agrees to this case too. Mishlo birach ve'eno asud levarach ela shemadlikin la besoch beso. He doesn't. He's not going to light. I'm a husband. I'm on a business trip. I'm not going to light. But my wife already lit for me betoch beso. So I was already mekayim a mitzvah. So we're going to see the mainstream yesh potrinoso. So they're all going to be. That's going to be the third level. They're all going to be. That's going to be the Rashba who's going to say no. If you already were yotze your mitzvah, then that you're a madlik. You were yotze. The mitzvah of hadlaka candles by the bnei bayis, the head of the household, or your wife. You were yotze already, and you're not considered a roeh. However, I agree with the Mordechai. The Meiri says also levarich v'lo yesh potrinoso. The Rashba would ponder you in this case milavarich v'lo yireli kain. However, I don't agree to the Rashba. I agree more to the Mordechai's svara that even if you were yotze your mitzvah. But you were not a madlik, then you're not a madlik, and then the Gemara says there's a madlik who would be either you're planning on lighting and then you're going about to light, or you were planning on, but you have to light, or you were there in the house and you already makayim the mitzvah with the seeing when they lit. However, just because you were yotzei your mitzvah, you're still not considered a madlik. And you're considered a roeh, and you would have to make the bracha of Shas Anisim. The Rambam seems very just plain. Haroa oso velo birach meberach shtayim. If you see and you haven't made a bracha, then you can make this berachas riyah the first night of Shas Anisim and Shechiyanu. But the Magen Mishnah, so I think it could be, the Rambam's a little ambiguous, but the Magen Mishnah wanted to learn it just like the Mordechai and the Meiri. He wants to say that in the Rambam and say, since the Rambam did not specify, so it can include even someone who was yotzei, but as long as he didn't make the bracha himself, he's not a mevarech, and therefore he's considered a roeh and would have to make this bracha shas anisim. Uperish Rabbeinu haro oso velo berach daitozal. What's the Rambam's, according to the Magen Mishnah, what's his opinion? Sha'af api shiyatsa min ha-mitzvah kagon shedliko la besoch beiso. Just like the Meiri and just like the Mordechai. Even though someone already lit for you, you're still considered a roeh, and you will have to make the bracha shas anisim. And he quotes this in the name of the Gaonim. Other people quote it mostly in the name of the Mordechai, like I just said. And he wants to say that he thought the Gemara, the lashon haGemara is kiru roeh stam. Yosef Noah Ladas Rabbeinu. He thinks that this isn't even an easier reading of the Gemara, the Magen Mishnah says, since the Gemara just says Haroa and didn't limit it to someone who that they didn't light for him. So he would think Haroa is even includes. Even if they already lived for he was already mekayim the mitzvah. So that's how he's trying to, the Magen Mishnah is trying to. So there we brought, Rashi had one svara of saying, even though you're going to about to light in 5 minutes, you're not considered a madlik. Other people say, no. If you're going to light in 5 minutes, you're considered a madlik. But we see the Mordechai and the Magid and the Meiri and the Magid Mishnah wants to say, however, if you have not, if you're going to light in 5 minutes, you're considered a madlik. But if you didn't light in 5 minutes, you would just yotzei, but you didn't light, then you would be considered a roeh and the bracha applies to you. The Rashba is the mainstream opinion, and that's why most of us have never in our lives said a berchas haroa stam, and the Rashba says no. This gemara of haroa is a very 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 limited case. Mistavra b'shelo hidlik, v'lo hidlik la'alav b'soch beso, ve'ino atid lahadlik halayla. He wants to say that Rashi is going to say, and this is going to be how the Shulchan Aruch, the first Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, very, very limited. It's like, you didn't light, you have no plans in lighting, and you weren't Yotzei Yamitzvah. No one else lit for you. Ha-lav ha-chi, but if any of these things, you know, if someone lit for you, ain't sarach levarach, you don't have to make a bracha of shas and nisim. The lo matzino yotze min ha-mitzvah, v'chozo u-mavarech al ha-re'iyah. Because the Rashba is going to say, we don't see someone who's yotze your mitzvah. My wife lit for me. I'm yotze my mitzvah of alakas neros. Now you're going to want me to again now and say sha'asa nisim? Who, I was yotze my mitzvah already. Why do I have to say sha'asa nisim? So you can possibly try to understand the other shitos by the next source of the shiltos, who says, will discuss, like, how tightly is this Berchas Ariyah, is this Bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, how intrinsic is it to the Maisa Hadlaka, to the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros? Is it intimately tied to the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros? Or maybe it can stand a little bit, Sha'asa Nisim can maybe even stand separate from the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros, and stand a little bit on its own. If it's tied intimately to the mitzvah, then I understand the Rashba. You're yotze your mitzvah. It's tied intimately to your mitzvah. You're makayin the mitzvah. So therefore you're not going to make another bracha. However, if you say the mechayev is maybe not the mitzvah's halakha, but you have a separate mechayev, and the shulta says, you know what that mechayev is? Look at Yoma de Itzchari Shluhu Nisli Yisrael, the day of Chanukah itself. Yes, it doesn't have Kedushas Hayom, but the day is Magder, is of a day that Nisim happened to Klai Yisrael. That is a mechayev to say Kegon Chanukah Upurim, mechayev levruche Baruch Asher Asa Nisim Lavaseinu Bezman Hazeh. The mechayev of the Sha'asa Nisim is not the Hadlaka Saneris. That might be the optimum way, and that's why the Chazal said, make this Baruch of Sha'asa Nisim optimally when you also are being manifest presuming Nisim when you light the candles. However, it can be the Mechayev is not the lighting of the candles. The Mechayev, according to the Shiltos, is the day itself, which is a day that miracles happen to Am Yisrael. That's what is Mechayev you to light the candles. So therefore, those other Shitos, of even though you were Yotzei, yes, I was Yotzei my mitzvah of Hadlaka, but there's still a separate Chiyuv of presuming Nisa independent of the Hadlaka. It's a day that Nisim happened to Am Yisrael, and that Mechayev is going to be Mechayev me to make the Sha'asa Nisim Lavaseinu Baimimheim Bazman Hazeh. The Me'iri goes so far with this Shiltos and divorces from the Hadlaka so much that says, Misha Eino Lahadlik. He's on a svina in the middle of the ocean. He doesn't see the shore, so he can't light, and he's not going to see any candles, right? He's on a desert island. He's in jail. He's not going to see, he can't light, he's not going to see anything. But it's a day of Chanukah. So according to the Me'iri, so all the other Shitos would say, okay, it's divorce from Hadlaka, but at least, okay, so you don't, you're not going to light, but you can still make it when you don't light, but at least you have to see the candle. The Me'iri is going to say, even if you don't see the candle, right, it's since it's a day that Nisim happened to Am Yisrael, even if you don't see a candle, stand there in the darkness, in the middle of the boat, of the ocean, in your jail, on your deserted island, you don't see any menorah, you can still say the bracha, Sha'asa Nisim la'avaseinu b'yamim ha'ayim bazman hazeh. Tremendous, and Shechianu. You can make Lazman of Sha'asa Nisim, and you can even make the bracha of Shechianu, Vikiman of Vigyan, Lazman Hazeh. Both those brachos can be made just on the, because of the nature of the day, which miracles happened to Am Yisrael. Another way to show, along this same Shiltos and Me'iri, is a Masecha Sofrim, that also describes this bracha of Sha'asa Nisim not so much as tied into the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros, but more as almost like a birchas mitzvah and pisume nisa. No, but it's more like a birchas shevach of, which you can understand, like on the day of Hanukkah itself. And he says the following. And he, because it comes to a fore of when you would say the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. If it was very much tied to the mitzvah of hadlaka, and it's the Pesume Nisa generated by the hadlaka, so mitzvahs are over Lasa Yasan, so you make your lahadlik, you know, over Lasa Yasan, make your Sha'asa Nisim over Lasa Yasan, because you're about to light and show the Pesume Nisa, so all those brachas would happen before you light. And that is the classic psak in the Ramah Hagah. I skipped over one source here. It says Hagah by Yivarach Kol Brachos Kodem Sheyatcha Lahadlik. Make your brachos Lahadlik and Sha'asa Nisim before your light, because it's tied in very much into the hadlaka, and so you want it before the hadlaka. However, there is a shita in the Maseches Sofrim that says this is how what you should do. Kishiyesh Loma Achar. Sheyesh lomar acher hadlaka, after you light, you should say the nusach ze haner salalu, and he quotes se haner salalu anachta malakim ayshua salanisim flows ayshua. Say all that, say alanisim, and then after I'm saying say haner salalu. I apologize. Light, say haner salalu, and then only after you light, say the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. So he doesn't put the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim earlier. He puts the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim after you light. You explain it like we explain according to the Shultos and the Meiri. It's a you light, because that's a mitzvah of hadlaka. Then you explain. You explain what you're doing. Say Haner Salalu explains the story of Hanukkah. Once you've explained the story of Hanukkah, then you can make a Bercha Shavach Vodav Sha'asa Nisim. That comes after the Hadlaka. Just like maybe after we tell the story of the Megillah, then we have a bracha of Ravas Rivenu, a bracha Shavach Vodo, or after, you know, we say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Seder, then we make the bracha Asher Ga'alanu, and you know, so after we explain, you make that bracha. Same to here, after you explain through Haner Salalu, then make this bracha of more of a nature of a bracha Shavach Vodo of a Sha'asa Nisim after you've already lit the candles. So the this happens to be a shita from Rav Soloveitchik that he said he tried to juggle both the classic psak, let's say, of the Ramah of that you should do it over Lasa Yasan. So on the first night he would make both all three brachos and then light. However, on the other nights, he tried to get both shitos, and he would say, light, let's say tonight was it was five candles, so what he would say, light one candle, let's say lahadlik, and light one candle, and then before you would light the other four, after you lit one candle, then say Sha'asa Nisim, and then light the other four. So he tries to juggle both. The Sha'asa Nisim is after the first candle. Oh, so he's getting in this Maseches Sofrim. It's after the first candle. It's more of its nature of a Bercha Shevach Vahoda, like the Shiltos on the day of Hanukkah, of miracles. We should give a Bracha of Shevach Vahoda to Hashem. So I'll do it after the first candle. However, it's still before the next four. So then he'll include it, if you know, like the Ramah, who says you should do it over Las Yasan before you light. So he is doing it before you light the other four candles. So the Rav had this hybrid and shita to try to juggle both, and his shita, like I said, was to make the bracha of lahadlik like one candle and then make Sha'asa Nisim and light the rest of the candles. We have time. So the Ramban, I wanted to bring down this source to go back to the... I think I explained it. So let me before. So if, according to the Rashba, who said once you were Yotze your mitzvah, you're not going to light again, he's like the, let's say, the Ramah, and like, you know, that it's really classic, a berachah, it's more like a berachah mitzvah, it's tied very much into the Halakas Haneros, and therefore, once you were Yotze, you don't have to light, you're not considered a Roa anymore. But these other Shitos, as I mentioned, just repeating myself, but those other ones of the Mordechai, who would say, maybe more like the Shiltos, that no, the Machai, even though you were Yotzei, you're Mitzvah, but there's still a separate Machayev, maybe a Becha Shevach Vaodah, and that which will Machayev you to still make a Nisim, as long as you were not there with the Balabayas, and at the same time when he lit. According to the Ramban, I wanted to say, I'm going to bring down the source, give me 1 second, to show also, to show more like the Rashba, that there is a very tight connection between the bracha of Lahadlik and the bracha of Shasanisim. Shasanisim is very tied into the bracha of Lahadlik Nishol Chanukah. The proof that I heard from this is Gemara Pesachim. We did it recently in Daf Yomi, where it talks about the Nusach HaBracha. When do you say Le and when do you say Al? There are certain brachos. You say, let's say, Al HaMila or Al HaShchita. There are certain like that. But there are other brachos that you say, Lahadlik. You know, Lehatateif Betzitzis or Lahaniach Tfilin. You do it with a Lamed. Others you do with an Al. So the Ramban's rule, what he wanted to say, was that if it's a bracha, Vani Omer, Shekol Mitzvah Shadam Yotzei Ba Lechatchila Al Yedei Acher, Kugon, he says, it's al biur chametz because someone else could burn the chametz for you. Or he gives other examples, dot, 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 on shchita, or I said things like that. Then, or mila, so then the bracha, since someone else can do it for you, it's a mitzvah of al. But if it's a mitzvah like tefillin or tzitzis or sitting in a sukkah, no one else can do those mitzvahs for you, so the bracha is with a lamed. But now he asks, v'im toma, hare adlakas ner chanukah, that's going to be a problem. She'efsa la sasa naidei shaliach, you can have someone else light for you, and you could be yotzei your mitzvah, right? And therefore, if you were following my rule, it should be like an al, like those other mitzvos, like mila and shchita, where someone else can do it for you. Oh, so why, if someone else can do it for you, is Chanukah a lamed? That doesn't make sense according to what I said. So yesh lanu lomar, he says, kevan sharoa, since someone who, to see, when you see the menorah, Nami Mevarach has to make a bracha of Shasa Nisim. Umitzvah Liros Mishum Pirsumi Nisim. You have a mitzvah to see this and to make this bracha. Kavua Balamid. It's a very strange answer because the bracha of Roeh is saying, yes, that's only something when you see, only you can see. No one else can see for you. And therefore what? Therefore, since only you can see, you have to then make a bracha of Shasa Nisim. But he's trying to prove from this that you have to make a bracha of lehadlik ner shel Chanukah of hadlaka. Just because I have to, just like I have to put on tefillin and I have to put on tzitzis and I have to sit in the sukkah, so I have to see the menorah. Okay, but seeing the menorah is more is the mechayev to say shasa nisim. Seeing the menorah is not a mechayev of lahadlik. So why do I? It still should be. I was mechayev my mitzvah of hadlaka ali de acherim. So it should still be an al, not a la. I hope I'm clear. But here you see from the Ramban's answer, he says since the re'iyah has to be done by you. That, right? And the Re'iyah, he's going to say, and this is wanted to say, like the Rashba, is so tied in to the mitzvah of Hadlaka, so since the Re'iyah has to be done by you, it's going to affect not only the bracha of Shasa Nisim, it's actually going to affect the bracha of Hadlaka. And then say, since there's an aspect of Pirsumi Nisa that has to be done only by you, then even the mitzvah of the bracha, the nusach bracha of for lighting the candles is going to be switched from an al to a la, because that seeing the candles can only be done for you. Again, hopefully I was clear, but somehow that I wanted to bring the Ramban, like the shita of the Rashba, to show you that it's so tied in to the mitzvah that it even changes the nusach habracha of lahadlik to a lamed. Okay, so now how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says, like the mainstream opinion, is going to be like the Rashba. Mishelo hidlek ve'eno atid lehidlek ba'oso alayla v'gam ein madlekim ala b'soch beso. It's talking about a person who really no one is lighting for him. He's not lighting and no one is lighting for him. Then kishiro ner chanukah mavarach sha'asanisim. Only then he makes a sha'asanisim. That's in Siman Tuf Resh Ayin Vav. He paskins like the Rashba against Rashi and against the Mordechai. However, if you look right next to the next siman, Tuf Resh Ayin Zayin, he says Yeshomim Sha'afal pi shemadlikin ala b'soch beso. Even though you have someone lighting for you in your house, I'm on a business trip. My wife is lighting for me in the house, and I'm yotzei. But imhu b'mokum she'im bo Yisrael. And I'm in a place somewhere, and I don't in Podunk, Iowa, and I have no other menorahs. Even though someone is lighting, lit, I was already makayim my mitzvah because my wife lit for me in my house. Madlik b'brachos, I can light a candle and even make brachos, two brachos. I can make lahadlik and she'asa nisim. And he's saying hagah ki chayv l'rosan eres Mordechai. He's quoting the shita of the Mordechai as who says, not only do you have to be yosi to light, but you also have to see the candles. And interesting enough, what's amazing here is saying when you're making these brachos, you're gonna say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, not so much to be yotzei your mitzvah of hadlaka, because you already yotzei your mitzvah of hadlaka by your wife. But since you have to light a Chanukah candle so you can see it, according to the Mordechai, and you can make a sha'asa nisim, so since you have an obligation to light a Chanukah candle, then there's no problem saying asher kiddushanam unsav tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, because you have an obligation to light, but your obligation to light is not to be mekayim the mitzvah adlaka. Your wife did that. Your obligation to light is so you can then see it and make a sha'asa nisim. So wait a second. We just said in Tush Reish Ayin Vav, he's passing like the Rashba. If your wife was lit for you, you don't have to do this. And now all of a sudden in Tush Reish Ayin Zayin, he's saying, he's going the case, even though your wife lit for you, he's giving you this thing, oh, you can go light for yourself. So of course the Mishnah Berurah points out zes sosa l'siman tuf resh ayin vav. Of course, what we're saying in this next siman contradicts what we said before. But the Shulchan Aruch was doing that originally in tuf resh ayin vav, his main shita, his first opinion was v'din d'kanhu v'sham sosa hamachaba shere. Okay, so the sover gam sham the mas ain't sort levarach alaria. Right, the first one was you don't have to light, and v'din d'kanhu mina Mordechai. But the second one is he's bringing down the shita of the Mordechai v'sham stam hamachaba kasher poskim shacholkim. But the first one was the shita of the so the first one he brings down the shita of the Rashba that you don't have to light, and then the second one, yes, it's a stira, but he's saying if you want to be mekayim de Mordechai, then you're able to light a candle. But what does the Mishnah Berurah say? What should you do? You have the main shim shita of how the Shulchan Aruch paskin originally, and then you only have a Yesh Omrim that brings down the Mordechai. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should, how should you paskin? That really you should paskin like the first shita of the Shulchan Aruch, and if someone was, if someone lit for you at home, don't light. And don't light because that's his main shita. And you really shouldn't really try to be yotzei the Mordechai because the suffik brachos lahakel. Because according to the Rashba, right, if your wife lit for you, you don't have to. And that's the first way that the Shulchan Aruch paskin. So really, you shouldn't light. Oh yes, there's a Mordechai that says that we still want you to make a bracha. But since there are shitos that say a mainstream shitos, first shita of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rashba says don't light. So it's a suffik bracha. So for sure, the Mishnah Berurah says in suffik brachos don't light. However, if that would be the best. So really, have your wife light for you, and then you don't have to light anymore. That would be fine. Safek brachos lahakel. However, if you wanted to be machmir for yourself, and you did want to make for this, there is a shita out there of the Mordechai that you should, still make a bracha shas anisim. So if you wanted to do that, Then the Mishnah Berurah say, be very careful, because you might be over Safik Bracha Levatala. So therefore, you know what you have to do. Ubavad shikavim mechshavto kodem shas hadlaka she'ena rotza letzeis bishel ishto. If I still want to make, really, I'm on a business trip. I can let my wife light for me. That would be fine, perfect. If I don't want that, because I want to light for myself, I have to be very careful and say in my mind to have kavana that I don't want to be yotze with my wife's lighting. And not only that. He says that the last source was saying maybe even that is not so good, because you know what, there are yesh min haposkim shesovim achrei the Chazal petru al yedei hadlakas ishto. Once Chazal said that you could be pater with your your chiyuv with your wife's lighting, lo kamina lo ma eni rotze. Maybe it's not in your power to say, I don't want to be yotze with my wife. Once your wife lights, you're almost, you're one unit, and even though you have kavana that you don't want to be yotze with you and you want to do it yourself, if your wife lit and you're one unit, then you're already yotze. And if you're already yotze, then for you to go ahead is getting into problems of a safek bracha levatala. So what he says, what you really should do, if you really, really want to light, not only should you have kavana not to be yotze, but here he says, lahandlik neirosa v'levarach alem zman makodem shemalak isho beveso. He says two things. If you don't want to, if you're away on your business trip, and you very much want to say, make your brachos, because you don't want to be yotze with your wife, then two things. Don't have in mind to be yotze with your wife, and also try to light, before your wife lights. Because there is a shita that said, he said over here, that says if your wife already lit and you're one unit, I'm sorry, it's already like, even your negative kavana doesn't help. But if you lit, you have negative kavana and you light before your wife, okay, so then you're okay, and then you light where you are. But if you're at a time, let's say you can't light before your wife, so I heard you can either lishmoa brachas mpi acha v'yana amen. Let's say there are other Jews there, so you can listen to someone else's bracha and answer amen. So that would be one way, even though someone lit, your wife lit for you, but you want to make brachos, okay, listen to someone else. But a lot of times, you're so far away, no one else is there, so try to do it earlier, have negative kavanah and do it earlier. And if you can't, I heard from Rabbi Savalevsky, he says, okay, it might be that the wife and the husband is a very intrinsic unit, that it's hard to break even with negative kavanah. But if someone else lit in your home, not your wife, if one of the B'nai Beso, if one of the other kids lit to be pater the whole house, then maybe your negative kavana can work, because it's not your wife who lit, and therefore that's another way to be yotze. So he said that just to sum up, and we were trying to look at the Berachas HaRoeh, and we really saw that there were some that tied in this Berachas HaRoeh very much into the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiros. That was the Rashba. That's why the Rashba said that if you're already yotze, you're yotze and you're golden, and that's why the Ramas also says you should make all the brachos even before you light. But we saw another way of understanding that maybe the Shasa Nisim is a Bercha Shevach Valda on the day that miracles happen to Am Yisrael. We saw that in the Shiltos. We saw in the Meiri that it could be so far removed from Hadlaka that even if you're just in the middle of a desert island in jail or in the middle of the ocean and you don't see any candle, it's divorced completely from not only lighting a candle but for even seeing a candle, you still can be Mechayev a Shasa Nisim. And those would be the Shitos could maybe understand that even though your wife lit, you can still light, because the chiyuv is not from being yotze your mitzvah, the chiyuv is from the day itself. And lastly, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, what does he say? So we said that the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah says that really, the Rashba is the mainstream opinion. That was the first way that the Shulchan Aruch says. And if your wife can light for you, that's fine. You're yotze completely. However, if you very much still want to light, either try to listen to Amen to someone else, or have negative kavana, and have also, when you have negative kavana, try to also light before your wife lights, or if that can't be, then have negative kavana, but have someone other than your wife light. In all those cases, maybe then you can You can make the Berachas HaRoeh yourself, but you can even light candles and say Shas HaNisim. However, again, the mainstream Shita was there's no need if you were like the Rashba and the first Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, if your wife already lived for you, there was no need to say Shas HaNisim anymore. And that's probably the reason why very few of us have ever made a Berachas HaRoeh by itself. Okay, so that was the shiur. I hope you enjoyed. Happy Hanukkah for everyone. I don't know if there's any questions.
It seems very similar to Kiddush on Shabbat. It's like Mekadesh Hashada, you know, Mekadesh Yom.
Right. Well, you can be Mekadesh Yom when it really it could be, because you can be Mekadesh Yom at any time. You can. However, the best way to do it is over a Kos of Yayin. But you know, so maybe you can be Mekadesh Hanukkah, right? Or it's not, again, there's no Kedushas HaYom anywhere, anytime, even in the middle of the ocean, or even if you don't see candles. But Chazal instituted at the time that you are lighting the candles, because that is a demonstrative act of Pirsumei Nisa, and that's the best time to make the Bracha of Shas HaNisim, even though it can be separate. Just like we know on Yom Kippur, there is a Kedushas HaYom, we make a shechianu, we make brachos of the special of the nature of the day, even when we're not having kiddush, just in shul, just by separate from kiddush. So too, you can make these brachos separate from hadlaka.
No, this seems like a similarity between the two.
Yeah, I'm
Shabbat and hadlaka of merit.
Okay, I think I said it.
No, you did.
Okay, good.
Okay,
very interesting. 10 years ago, I found myself in that situation. I was away on a business trip in Mongolia, the last two nights of Hanukkah.
Mongolia. Okay.
There was no one else lighting.
Right.
And I was 6 hours ahead of Israel, so when I did light, it was before the Zman Hadlaka
right. In
Israel, so I was able to light knowing that there was no question about that.
Right.
The only problem is I had to bring my travel partner in to see me light, because there was no Jews around either to see the Neirot.
Right.
So I was like, I'm on my own, I made him come in to see it,
right?
Which is good, because Presuming otherwise he wouldn't have lit. He wouldn't have seen it. He wouldn't have seen it either.
Right.
That was a strange experience.
Right. They say this is one of the most common questions that the Rav is asked, over Hanukkah. The people who travel, what they should do.
I was on a flight one time that somebody tried to light on the plane.
I would say, I think you should go more with a battery. If you could do a battery-operated little flashlight, I think that would work.
The captain was not very thrilled.
No, I would say, I think you would say again, you're putter, because you don't have a bias that night, and your wife is lighting, you're really putter. If you really, really want to, I would say maybe take a small flashlight, battery-operated flashlight, and light that way.
Yeah. No, so the question, like when Chabad like you have the light, you're in the airport, can you make a bracha there?
Right, so that's
not your home. It's
excellent,
not
right. So the most, it's interesting what they do, but yeah, really, Mikra didn't really, it should be, right, you really should light, when there's a mitzvah to light, like in your home. And just lighting Betzibur in the middle of the street, there really is no... that you can light, but to say brachas is very questionable. And I know there are, I know Chabad might. I know there's a thing in shul. So there, it was extended to the tzibur of a shul, and the shul with the again. I think since there's a chiv to daven, and there's a minyan, so it forms a tzibur. Davening forms a tzibur, and so therefore in that tzibur we can. And there's also comparisons to the Migdash in the shul.
Migdash
in the shul. Okay, so they were saying they extended it to maybe lighting with brachos in a shul. But to light it in the middle of a street, in Times Square, so I know Chabad lights. I don't know if Chabad lights it with a bracha, but if, there are others that, find that questionable.
So can you make it, like if you see the lights on the street, then it's not the, or electrical lights of the menorah, can you make a bracha for Shas HaNisim?
Right, I would. I hear what you said. Right, I would say. I would say it would be better to see it from a real Ner Hanukkah than just this, a decorative thing in the middle of on lampposts. Right. Right, which was not
Jewish,
which was not
guy.
Okay.
Chicago.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
Very good.
Bye. Take care.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone.